Have you noticed there are certain social practices of when to remain quiet that are like unwritten rules that we all follow, like whispering or talking in a quiet voice in the library, or like the infamous awkward elevator silence? That 5 minutes of complete avoidance and no eye contact we do when we get in an elevator. We stare at the floor, look at the buttons, but never at the person standing next to us for more than a few seconds. I mean, I've experienced this. I was on an elevator this morning, and I can tell you that is exactly what took place. You know, for some cultures, like the Japanese, for example, remaining silent or quiet can actually be a sign of respect. But for others, it can mean that something is wrong. Imagine how different things would be if we broke the silence code the next time we're on an elevator and in an act of kindness, we speak to someone going to the next floor, or we break the awkward elevator silence and we make eye contact with someone and give them a smile. You know, smiles brighten everyone's day. Imagine how different our world would be if instead of ignoring the people around us, we chose to really see them instead. Today, we're talking about changing the world, one elevator at a time. Welcome to the Unstoppable Women Podcast, where we're discussing how women can become an unstoppable force in every area of their life. I'm your host, Victoria Griffin. I meet my friend Natalie before class pretty much every day in the parking lot. And every day I meet her, she always smiles and says, "Good morning," in the sweetest way possible. And it is the perfect way to start my day, and it brings me so much joy. You know, a good morning from the heart can really make a difference. It can totally change the course of someone's day. You know, you acknowledging them and giving them a smile can uplift them from whatever may be going on in their lives. I'm sure you're like me and that you've never felt sad when someone gives you a smile or tells you to have a good day today. You know, think about the power that lies in a genuine smile. A smile can change a situation, it can improve relations, and even bring hope to a stranger. In addition, smiling is actually good for our own health and well-being. Try it, as you will find that smiling brightens our face and improves our mood. Research shows that smiles are actually contagious and make a person more approachable, as people are attracted to those that look happy and inviting. Smiling can actually create connection between you and another person. Connection creates the grounds for friendship, and friendship can be life-changing. I mean, have you ever had a life-changing friend? I know that I definitely have. Sometimes all we need is one really good friend. Someone actually told me recently, they said, "You don't know this, but I actually prayed that God would send me a friend, and he sent me you." And when that person told me that, I was really touched because I didn't know that, you know, that person was praying that way, but God did. We talked about in our first episode being unstoppable in everything we do, which includes being an unstoppable friend. And it all can start with a smile. Consider that smiles are recognized universally as a sign of friendliness. They have no language barrier, but they can be freely given to everyone and mean the same thing. A smile has a positive impact in the world we live in, especially a smile on the face of a Christian. You know, that speaks volumes to a hurting world, as It's Christ that's shining through us and our lives and our very actions. Matthew 5 and 16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." You know, God can direct our steps in everything we do, and that includes Him using us to bring happiness or like a ray of sunshine to another person who, you know, we might not otherwise approach. What if we prayed and asked God to give us moments with people that we might not think much of on our part, but can cause someone to see Christ in us? Moments where, by God's divine hand, we touch someone's life who needs us or who needs a friend. It can even be by text or phone call. You know, it won't always be in person. You can reach out to a person that God lays on your heart and who needs just you. You know, God can send us on those special missions, right? For whoever He lays on our mind and on our heart. There's a song we sing at my church that says, "Somebody somewhere is needing just you." Sometimes we're all of Jesus that somebody is going to see. His light shining through us is all that they'll ever be exposed to. You know, the Bible says that we are His hands and feet. So with that in mind, we are to love as Christ would love. Women are most often more empathetic and nurturing than men. You know, that's one of our strengths. That's one of the beautiful things about us. We can care for others and have compassion, and that can foster a true connection and help people in need. So why not put our God-given strength of being compassionate and caring into practice? And sometimes that's going to mean breaking the awkward elevator silence and seeing the people around us, which for a lot of us is probably out of our comfort zone. You see, permanent silence is not good either, because life is a balancing act. We don't have to follow the crowd. We can break the code of silence. You know, sometimes when we're put in situations like that, it can cause us to have a fear of being ignored or rejected. You know, while writing my outline for this podcast, I did wonder to myself, why don't we reach out more to the people around us? Is it because of feelings of fear? That's a question I have asked, but I think that sometimes it can just be our nature to keep to ourselves. You know, some people are blessed extroverts and they are great at, you know, being bubbly and happy and reaching the people around them. But sometimes others are just more introverted and they don't like to, you know, talk as much when they're uncomfortable. But I think it's important to remember that sometimes breaking that silence can also break down a barrier between you and another person and possibly break down what is keeping them from coming to Christ. I heard one time that we are 8 or less connections away from everyone in the world. And when I heard that, I was like, wow, that's crazy that, you know, I'm 8 connections away from someone halfway across the planet. But, you know, even more than that, what's even more phenomenal about that is a Christian is a direct connection for everyone in this world to Jesus Christ. And if you are saved by His grace today, every life you come into contact with is just one connection away from getting to know who He is. And getting to know Him is so beautiful because you learn of His love and His sacrifice and, you know, all He has done for us. So, you know, I think what a responsibility we have on our shoulders. And, you know, since we have such a responsibility, Let's run with it. Let's have the love of Christ abounding in our heart so that fear has no power to stand in our way. Why not be an unstoppable woman who is a servant of love that cares like Jesus cares? Let us love like him every day of our lives. Thanks for joining us.